course, that was used a lot for cooking, and a lot of members of the family maybe liked the buttermilk rather than the sweet milk, you know. Usually, whatever you liked, you could get. Maybe certain times of day, maybe at noon meal, you'd rather have the buttermilk than the sweet milk, maybe in the morning. Of course, kids know, usually. And maybe at night, sweet milk.
Yeah. Did you keep that clabber around? What would you, well, they used to make some sort of cheese from it.
Right. Yes, the cottage cheese, be made from it. Mm-hmm. Well, most of the time, unless it take the cream off of it, usually churned it in its buttermilk, and of course, most of the time I had more than ever could and fed and could ever use, you know.
Yeah.
And that's fed to the chickens and to the hogs, Of course, given to the families on the farm if they need it. Because you either did that, fed it to the hogs or the chickens, or gave it away. We always had more than you could use and the family could use.
Well, the place where you kept the hogs, was that floored, or usually it was just a little old kind of slopping place?
Both. I've seen it both. Usually, if getting ready to feed them out, yes, you'd certainly keep it floored. But in summertime, it might get real hot and it wasn't shade. Usually didn't put floor in until the fall, until started feeding them out then. But if it was a matter to keep the old sow until the young ones came, it was not floored, it's just the ground in there, and you'd keep it damp. Of course, you'd have to keep water for them to drink, but they'd like to, before you'd pour some water on that and stay cool, cool off during the summertime. And it was not floored, but one time in the fall would most of the time put a floor in there, and that would keep them from rooting, and it wouldn't use up as much of the energy, and to just eat, and after all, that was what you were trying to do, put all of the weight on them that was possible.
The fence around the lot, that was usually made out of?
Well, in the early days, it was almost always rail, outer rails. A lot of the time it was set to post and then maybe nail a board or cross there and put rails, where they could be moved. Rather than the old zigzagged rail fence, but you'd have posts and usually have that fence up at least 6 foot high or higher, because then wasn't in the danger of the horses getting out of it, jumping it, and getting over it. But then later, of course, wire came.
What type of wire would you use?
Well,